Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 6, 1804, day 82 of the expedition. Camped 20.5 miles up the river, near Soldier's River. The expedition is making 17 to 20 miles each day, even though the river is still full of snags. The lack of sandbars may contribute to the good mileage. Captain Clark writes,
"At 12 o'clock last night, a violent storm of wind and rain from the northwest. One pirogue lost her colors. Set out early and proceeded on past a large island. Back of this island, Rivi de Solière comes in. The Soldiers' River is about the size of the Nodaway. At the mouth, we pass two remarkable places where the river had once passed. We have reason to believe that one man, Moses Reed, has deserted. He has been absent 3 days, and one Frenchman we sent to the Indian camps has not joined us. We have reasons to believe he lost himself in attempting to join us at the Council Bluff. We are determined to send back 4 men to take Reed, dead or alive. Also to hunt La Barthe and to meet us at the Mahar Nation as soon as the order is executed. Captain William Clark, August 6, 1804.
The day was routine, including the quantity of troublesome mosquitoes. Spelled mosquitors, M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O-R-S, today. Mosquitoes, M-U-S-Q-U-I-T-O-R-S, yesterday. And miscuters, M-I-S-Q-U-T-O-R-S, tomorrow. By count of some editors, they spell the insect's name 17 different ways as they write their entries. The mouth of Soldier River in Harrison County, Iowa, has moved considerably over the years, just as the Missouri River has changed course. Lewis and Clark were the first white soldiers to visit this river, and the name probably derives from the French trader's term soldier for the members of Indian warrior societies who kept order in camp and protected traders. The harsh order to take Reed dead or alive is to relieve the 4 searchers of any responsibility if they shot him if he did not surrender. Desertion is one of the most serious crimes in the military. Reed also allegedly stole a government rifle. Tune in next week to learn the fate of Moses Reed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Music, courtesy of Columbia Legacy Records. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published at the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.